Millions assume that if they believe in Jesus Christ, they will go to heaven when they die. But Jesus said that the meek shall inherit the earth. What is the truth? Where will you spend eternity? And how can you know? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Merida, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames asks, will you inherit the earth? And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. Millions of professing Christians believe that the bliss of heaven is the reward of the saved. Why then did Jesus say in John 3:13, no one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven? The Apostle John wrote that more than 60 years after Jesus ascended to heaven. He said at that time, only the Son of Man had ascended to heaven. If none of the saved has ascended to heaven, what is their reward? Let's understand, my friends, God has an awesome future planned for you, and it's far more exciting than you probably realize. On today's program, we'll discuss that future, and we'll be offering you an inspiring free booklet that will help you understand God's master plan. Just call or write for your free booklet, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. You can also order it online at our website, tomorrowsworld.org. If you have your Bible, turn to one of the most basic scriptures in the New Testament, Matthew 5. What is often called the Sermon on the Mount is in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Be sure to carefully read all three chapters. Let's read Matthew 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Jesus gave us profound truths, but notice, did Jesus say that the poor in spirit would go to heaven, while the meek would inherit the earth? No. What Jesus did say was that the poor in spirit would be blessed with the kingdom of heaven. Let's understand, my friends, the kingdom of heaven is coming to earth when Christ returns. That is when the saved inherit the kingdom. The second coming is the time of the resurrection, as we pointed out in previous programs. That's the time when Christ will tell his faithful servants, come you blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. That's in Matthew 25, verse 34. Jesus taught us to pray, your kingdom come. My friends, why do we pray every day, your kingdom come? Because the world is suffering from the sins of mankind. In the 20th century, we experienced World War I and World War II. Millions also suffered from wars in Korea, Vietnam, Cambodia, the Middle East, and other regions around the world. Now in the 21st century, according to The Economist magazine, one out of every eight countries around the world is fighting civil wars. The two Gulf Wars in the Middle East use the latest military technology with smart bombs, guided missiles, and space communications. Jesus said that there would be great tribulation, and he said, unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. That's in Matthew 24, verse 22. But Christ will intervene at his second coming. We pray for God's kingdom to come, to stop mankind's warlike nature. Current military trends, unless God intervenes, will eventually lead to total annihilation or cosmicide. Thankfully, God has a plan to save mankind. And that plan is revealed through the holy days that Jesus and the apostles observed. And they did not observe Christmas or Easter. Most professing Christians know that the very first step in God's plan of salvation is the redemption given to repentant sinners by the blood of Christ. But what many do not know is that Jesus and the apostles commemorated that act by observing the New Testament Passover with unleavened bread and wine. Again, this inspiring free booklet, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan, will give you the biblical references and information you need. Remember how the Apostle Paul emphasized Jesus' sacrifice? He stated in 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 7, "For indeed Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us." The Apostle Paul even tells the Gentiles to keep the feast or the festival of unleavened bread. Now that terminology may sound unusual to you, but Jesus and the apostles observed those days with great meaning. You need to study this for yourself. Read carefully that section in 1 Corinthians 5, verses 6 through 8. Incidentally, this free booklet includes a chart showing the biblical festivals and their meanings. Be sure to request your free copy. God has called his servants and redeemed them, as we read in Revelation 5, verse 9, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Now let's read verse 10. Where will faithful Christians be? In heaven or on earth? Revelation 5 and verse 10. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. What an awe-inspiring verse. Notice 2 points. One, faithful Christians are called to become kings and priests. They will assist the King of Kings in ushering in lasting peace. And where will they reign? In heaven? No, on earth. We shall reign on the earth. Yes, my friends, the meek shall inherit the earth. The kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, will reign on earth. That's why we pray, "Your kingdom come." Some wrongly believe that the kingdom is the church, or the kingdom is in your heart. Let's understand. The kingdom of God is a literal kingdom, and the king of that kingdom will be the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. At his return, Christ will conquer all opposing nations. Remember in John 1, verse 14, Jesus is also called the Word. Revelation 19 and verse 13. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus is also called King of Kings in Revelation 17, 14. The ruler of God's kingdom will be Jesus Christ. That's good news. Many of you already know that, and you're praying for that day. But many people do not know it. Are you praying for the return of Christ to this earth? I hope so, my friends. The Apostle John was inspired to write about the return of Christ in the 14th chapter of John and in Revelation 22. John wrote his inspiring response to Jesus in the next to the last verse in your Bible. What was John's response? Even so, come, Lord Jesus. My friends, I urge you to reflect that same attitude. Now, what will happen when Christ returns? The King of Kings will rule planet Earth, and all nations will come up to Jerusalem to learn the way of peace. Notice this inspiring prophecy in Zechariah 14. The whole earth will learn to observe the same biblical festivals that Jesus and the apostles observed. Zechariah 14 and verse 16. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Yes, my friends, every nation on earth will worship the King. And what else will they do? They will keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Jesus and the apostles observed that festival. It has awesome meaning for humanity and for our future. You need to know more about it. To help you in your study of the biblical holy days and festivals, I'd like to offer you our inspiring free booklet titled The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. This booklet will not only reveal what New Testament holy days we should be observing, but it'll give you insight and understanding of humanity's future and ultimate destiny. The early New Testament church observed Pentecost as one of God's holy days. Christians celebrated the biblical pattern of holy days observed by Jesus and the apostles, but they did not observe Christmas and Easter. Why? You'll find the answer in our free booklet, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy. Just ask for the booklet on the holy days.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
The Messiah, Jesus Christ, came preaching a specific message. It's a message that relatively few on earth have heard or understood. What gospel did he preach? Turn in your Bible to Mark 1, verse 14. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And what did he say? Verse 15, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Yes, my friends, the kingdom of God is coming soon. Be sure to see next week's program by Roderick Meredith titled Countdown to Christ's Second Coming. We all need to focus and prepare for the Messiah's return. Jesus' message was repent and believe in the gospel. Have you repented, my friends? Repentance means that you acknowledge your sins, your transgression of the Ten Commandments and God's law. You express a sorrow and repugnance at your sins so much that you turn from your sin. You commit yourself with God's help to change your life. You must repent of sin. And what is sin? 1 John 3, verse 4. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. Or as the King James Version states it, sin is the transgression of the law. Christianity is a way of life. Once you repent, believe the gospel, and commit your life to Christ, then Christ can live in you through the Holy Spirit. Then you can grow and transform your life to one of service and love toward God and fellow man. God is calling many individuals to serve Him and His work, and to prepare to serve in His coming kingdom as kings and priests, as we saw earlier in Revelation 5:10. In fact, they will reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Let's read that in Revelation 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. That period of 1,000 years is referred to as the millennium. In fact, when you come to understand God's plan of salvation through his biblical holy days, you'll find that the Feast of Tabernacles we read about in Zechariah 14 pictures that very period of time. That will be a joyous time of world peace, the time when the meek shall inherit the earth. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is the coming government of God ruled by the King of Kings and the saints. As I said earlier, there are many scriptures in your Bible describing that world-ruling kingdom. Turn to Daniel 7, verse 18. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Yes, the saints, all faithful Christians, will rule with Jesus Christ when he returns. We pointed out that a kingdom can be described with four basic elements. A kingdom has a ruler, territory, subjects, and laws. The ruler of the kingdom of God on earth will be Jesus Christ as King of Kings, and the glorified saints of God will assist him as kings and priests. But what territory will the kingdom rule over? The territory of the kingdom will be planet earth. We've already seen that the saints will rule on the earth, Revelation 5:10, and that all nations will go up to Jerusalem to worship the king and to observe the Feast of Tabernacles. That was Zechariah 14, verse 16. But where will the King of Kings rule? Where will he dwell? Turn in your Bible to Zechariah 8 and verse 3. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the City of Truth, the Mountain of the Lord of Hosts, the Holy Mountain. Yes, Jesus Christ will dwell in Jerusalem. He says, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. In fact, the city will have another name. The very last verse in the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 48, verse 35, states, The name of the city from that day shall be, The Lord is there. The name of the city in Hebrew is Yahweh Shammah. The territory of God's kingdom when Christ returns will be planet Earth. And who will be the subjects of that kingdom? All the nations of planet Earth will be subjects in that kingdom, as it tells us in Zechariah 14 and verse 9. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Let's understand. When Christ comes back to rule the earth, he and the glorified saints will rule over the nations, physical human beings. Christ will teach to the nations the way of living that produces peace. The saints, as kings and priests, will also rule over cities and nations, as you read in Revelation 2:26 and Luke 19:17. And they will also educate the world to God's truth. Turn to Isaiah 30 and verse 20. Listen to this inspiring scripture, Isaiah 30 and verse 20. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. Yes, the glorified, immortalized saints in God's coming kingdom will teach the world. That can include you, my friends. God has called us to be kings and priests in his kingdom. Priests have a responsibility to teach. And what will the glorified saints, the kings and priests, teach? Isaiah 30, verse 21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, This is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand, or whenever you turn to the left. The subjects living under the rulership of Christ will be physical human beings, the nations of planet Earth. Again, consider that a kingdom has four basic elements. A kingdom has a ruler, territory, subjects, and laws. Now, what laws will govern in the kingdom? The prophet Isaiah gives us an inspiring vision of tomorrow's world, Isaiah 2 and verse 2. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Yes, the kingdom of God will rule over all nations. Isaiah 2 verse 3. Many people shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Yes, God's laws will be taught and administered from Jerusalem, not man's often contradictory and unjust laws. Jesus taught us to keep the Ten Commandments. Remember Matthew 19:17? Jesus said, But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. Jesus then stated several of the Ten Commandments. He also magnified the commandments in the Sermon on the Mount. He actually made them more binding. We need to observe them in the spirit, not just in the letter. And what will God's government produce? Isaiah 2, verse 4. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. My friends, that is gospel. That is good news of the coming kingdom of God. Yet, how many professing Christians really understand? You can understand God's plan of salvation more deeply through His annual holy days. Jesus and the apostles set us an example in observing biblical festivals or holy days, not pagan days and traditions with a Christian name. To help you in your study of the biblical holy days, I'd like to offer you this inspiring free booklet titled, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. This booklet will give you the historic and biblical references for true Christian festivals and holy days. In fact, here in the middle is a chart outlining the major biblical festivals. These biblical festivals will reveal even deeper meaning for God's plan of salvation than you've ever understood before. They reveal an amazing future for all humanity. The Apostle Paul even instructed Gentiles to keep the true biblical festivals. You need this booklet. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. There's no cost or obligation. Just ask for the booklet on the holy days.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
The Bible reveals a wonderful future for all nations under the coming kingdom of God. Jesus Christ and the faithful Christians, the saints, will rule for 1,000 years. Where? Not in heaven, but on this earth. What a glorious time that will be. Now, there are trying times ahead, but when Christ returns, He will re-educate the whole world to the way of peace. The prophet Isaiah gives us this vision of a peaceful world tomorrow. Isaiah 11, verse 6, "The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play on the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." All nations will know the true God of heaven and earth. The God of your Bible is the true God. In tomorrow's world, God will again bless those who keep His commandments. Picture the beautiful world tomorrow. The book of Deuteronomy describes these blessings. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 6. "Therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in His ways and to fear Him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which He has given you." Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 5, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." My friends, look forward to your inheritance in the kingdom of God. Visualize your part in teaching the nations the way to peace. Our planet is like a jewel in the vastness of space. If you are called faithful and chosen, you will inherit the earth. God's plan of salvation through His holy days also reveals our ultimate destiny. There is coming a time when God will purify the earth with fire. You can read about that in 2 Peter 3. Then heaven will come to earth. Turn in your Bible to Revelation 21 and verse 2. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. You can have a part in that awesome future. God calls his children heirs and joint heirs with Christ. In Romans 8:17, he calls us heirs of God. And as heirs of God, not only will faithful saints inherit the earth, but they will inherit all things, meaning the universe. He makes that plain in Hebrews 2:8 and Romans 8:32. The Greek expression translated all things in those verses is ta panta, literally meaning the all, that is, everything that is seen and unseen. Yes, we will eventually inherit the glorious universe. Picture the glorious universe. Mankind would love to travel to the far reaches of the galaxies. The Hubble telescope has captured inspiring photos of galaxies and nebulae, and many other startling images of the universe. My friends, God wants you to inherit the earth and the glorious universe. He tells us in Revelation 21 and verse 7, He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. May God help you to seek him and his kingdom, and to inherit the earth, the universe, and all things. Be sure to request our inspiring free booklet, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. This booklet will give you the historic and biblical references for true Christian festivals and holy days observed by Jesus and the apostles. And you'll learn amazing truths about your awesome future that you never understood before. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World program. Roderick Meredith, John O'Gwynn, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week right here at the same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. All the literature offered on today's program can be ordered absolutely free off our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.